Hello, once again, welcome to our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, episode 27. It's Chad and Christy, your host, husband and wife morning show at the new B98.7 here in Tampa. And theme park aficionados, we have traveled around the globe, and I mean literally, we have visited Disney in Paris and in Tokyo. Next week, I'm so excited because we're going to Disneyland in California, and we're going to give you the scoop on what is happening out there. We're going to finally get to ride the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride out there that they have turned from the Tower of Terror, which was at California Adventure Park. So we'll be able to tell you all about that. I know, Christy, that there's one treat in particular that you are excited about getting out of Disneyland, because that is truly, aside from the differences in the attractions, which, as we know, some are the same from park to park. Mm-hmm. Some are different. I mean, even Universal, if you go to Hollywood versus Orlando, some of the rides are the same and some are different. But the foods, they generally offer certain ones at the California parks. And what was it that you were telling me that you're excited about getting at Disneyland?
They have a limited edition treat that they only do during the holiday season that, believe it or not, people are clamoring for this so much that there have been people that have waited hours in line. And it is a hand-pulled candy cane.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that's really cool about this is that they've been doing this since 1968 at Disneyland. And basically, they're 18 inches long.
Wow.
It's going to set you back about $12.99 for one. But
the whole family can enjoy it.
And this is how popular they are. They, at the beginning of the holiday season, they actually put out an official candy cane schedule.
That's amazing. And you know, if you ever get the chance to go to the Disney parks in Tokyo, one of the things that you'll notice out there that is a huge deal, or at least it was when we were there a couple of years ago, are the flavored popcorns.
Yes.
And they had, what was it, soy sauce flavored, strawberry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were all, and the lines,
curry,
again, were, you know, 50 to 75 people deep at every single one of these, because it was the it thing. So it is always fun to enjoy and indulge in the treats that you can get from various theme parks. Even here at Busch Gardens for Christmas, they're offering different food options that you can only get this time of the year. So that's such a cool thing. All right, so before we get to other theme park news, a couple of local events happening this weekend that the new B98.7 is involved in. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, Friday, the 15th of December, or tomorrow, the 16th, we are going to be taking part in the Movies in the Park series, which is happening at Curtis Hickson Park in downtown Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So tonight it's Elf on the big screen. And then tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, it's A Wonderful Life, which is definitely a Christmas classic.
The movie started 7:30. They're free. It's seating is first come, first serve. So bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, the kids. There is ice skating that also takes place at Curtis Hickson Park in downtown Tampa. So maybe you can make it a whole huge fun evening for the whole family.
Yeah.
And make sure to look for the new B98.7 and stop by and say hey and pick up some goodies this time of the year. All right, so the other big thing that is happening this weekend, Star Wars The Last Jedi, I think it will do okay at the box office.
I think that they might make a couple bucks.
The thing that surprises me,
and by the way, no spoilers.
We did get to see it early, and we've done a good job this week of not saying a thing to anybody in the building or on air or online about it, but I think this is really setting them up for a huge opening for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge when that opens at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We were at Hollywood Studios last weekend because, if you hadn't heard, they've updated the Star Tours ride and have now added a scene from Star Wars The Last Jedi that you get to fly through and experience. It's the planet Crait.
Right.
So definitely go over and check that out if you get a chance. But when you're coming in Disney's Hollywood Studios, I think that surprised me the most is that you can see them building Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which if you think about the four keys to the kingdom, which if you have never heard this expression before, and I know they have a Keys to the Kingdom tour that you can take part in. If you're a Disney cast member, there are four keys that you are generally taught, which are safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency.
Right.
Safety, obviously, the number one thing, right, which anytime you're in a park, if you see a Disney cast member, this is why if one of the children or an adult starts sitting on a railing, swinging on one of the ropes, something like that, they're going to make sure to say, hey, you know, that's not the safest thing. And we practice safety here because that's the number one key to the kingdom.
Right.
courtesy, again, such a big thing. If you've ever been to one of the parks, you know, I mean, for being on their feet all day long, oftentimes in extreme weather conditions here in Florida,
that in extreme tourist conditions.
Yes. When you approach a cast member, I mean, they're always so helpful to point out where something is.
They make eye contact, say hello. If you're wearing a birthday button, wish a happy birthday, anniversary,
and I love
whatever.
That. And that's what makes it so special about going there. The third key to the kingdom then is show, which is why if you go to one of the Walt Disney World theme parks, they really want to make sure that you feel like you are stepping into a world that is completely free from the outside world.
Right. It's on stage all the time. It's that immersive experience.
The only time that you generally get a glimpse at this point of the outside world is if you are standing at a certain spot in the Magic Kingdom, you can see the Contemporary Resort.
Right. Because it's massive.
Right. There's a reason, though, why, at least what I had heard from the Imagineers, that they said that's okay. Because from the vantage point, if you're standing over like in Frontierland or, you know, right by the Hall of Presidents and you see the Contemporary, it looks like it's an extension of Tomorrowland.
Right.
And that resort, obviously, still, even to this day, which is amazing, looks futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, that fits. But when you think of that whole show then of making sure that something stays, you know, a behind the scenes thing and has some of that allure of not knowing what's going on with it, when you're coming into Disney's Hollywood Studios to see the, as much as you do of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, I actually talked to a cast member about that. And he said, I don't think people really understand the size and the scope of this land.
Right.
And how massive it's going to be. And to put up some sort of a facade, a wall, or whatever, how tall that thing would have to be.
Mm-hmm. So why waste time doing that? Why not just get down to the business of building it so we can get it open as soon as possible?
For us Star Wars fans, we are like, absolutely. And then obviously the fourth key to the kingdom, efficiency, and trying to make sure that that's why they have certain checkpoints for the baggage to try to make sure that, you know, there are no areas where it bottlenecks or, you know, jams. And that's why they also have the FastPass Plus now for all of the different attractions. So kudos again to Disney for doing this and adhering to it and living by it for all of these years. That's really a fantastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are now just about 2 weeks away from New Year's Eve.
Yep.
And we are fortunate here in the Tampa Bay area to be able to work with the DeBartolo Family Foundation. They give back so much to the Tampa Bay community. They work with so many different charities. And every single year, they have an event on New Year's Eve that's a fundraising effort. And trust me when I say it is the hottest party and ticket in town. We were invited one time to a party with the DeBartolo Family Foundation. We walk in and the first thing Christy says is, is that Joey Fatone from NSYNC over there?
Uh-huh.
Why, yes, it was. Chris Archer and Evan Longoria from the Tampa Bay Rays were there. So if you are looking for one of those events that is a must-go-to event, it is called Rooftop Eve. And the reason why? It takes place on a rooftop in downtown Tampa.
Yep.
What a better place than any place else to see fireworks on New Year's Eve all across Tampa Bay.
Yep. And with us this morning, we have Stephen Hickey, managing partner of Eddie V's in Tampa, one of our favorite places to go and enjoy dinner. And also, you are a part of the huge premier event in Tampa for New Year's Eve called the Rooftop Eve.
Yes, I am. Yeah, and thank you again for having us. So yeah, it's coming up on New Year's Eve. You know, we created this event, the Rooftop Eve, 8 years ago. And really to have an event that, you know, you don't have to go to a club or stay home to celebrate New Year's Eve. We wanted something you could, you know, you had a reason to get dressed up for it. It's for all ages from 21 to 70. I mean, my parents are 65 and they love to go. Of course, now they're probably gonna be mad I put them on blast. But yeah, beautiful event, you know, 2,500 guests. It's on the rooftop of the Fort Brooke parking garage downtown Tampa. So we've grown it. Our first year, we had 500 attendees. Last year, we had 2,500 attendees.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so a really, really amazing event. Open bar, champagne all night, live band, and DJ after midnight. And the party goes till 2 a.m., from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Nice. So you can come out, have a relaxing night, Mm-hmm. I'm guessing with it being at the top of a parking garage, parking's not a problem.
Not at all. Plenty of parking and as well as plenty of views. I mean, that's 10 stories up. So you see not only downtown's fireworks, but you get to see Jackson's fireworks. So you have two beautiful fireworks shows right there, as well as all throughout Tampa. So beautiful views.
And getting to take advantage of being out in our beautiful town and enjoying the weather that we wait all year, all summer for, that it's just going to be gorgeous weather to be out and enjoying it.
Absolutely. And for a great cause. You know, every year we pick a charity. In the last couple of years, we've been partnered with the DeBartolo Family Foundation. You know, when we created the event, it was to have a reason. I mean, everybody's leaving town if they wanted to go to a great party like Vegas, Miami. And, you know, Tampa has just as great potential to have a party. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that. And at the same time, we wanted to spotlight local, you know, vendors as well as local charities. So it's great to partner with the DeBartolo Family Foundation and kind of see that money go back in our community. And then as well as have some great sponsors, you know, Continental Wholesale Diamonds is a great sponsor, presenting sponsor this year. And even for them, they're offering 20% off if you spend over $250 in their store with proof of purchase. You're coming to the event, so you have something, some great bling to wear. Tito's, Mercedes-Benz of Tampa, Mini Donut Factory, another great sponsor. So a lot of people really pull together to help us create a beautiful event.
Well, and it is so great to be able to support businesses that do come out in force for the community whenever they're called upon. And I know the DeBartolo Family Foundation, they make such an impact across multiple charities. They have been so supportive with Melissa, their executive director, making donations to our annual Toys for Tots toy drive every year. And that means so much to us. But you do see the variety of commitment that they have to different organizations. I know that they did backpacks this past year ahead of the school year that they stuffed for teachers. And I know they do their annual fundraiser with you all, the White Hot Summer Night Party.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, and that's what's great about when we were picking different charities and we've been able to align with them, because it's just when you go to the events and the stuff that they support, it's really impressive to see the give back. And, you know, I was at the teacher drive where they were kind of helping teachers stock their classrooms and sitting there this last year was at Ferg's Live and watching people come in and all the teachers. I mean, you think, oh, we're going to help a few teachers, and a few hundred teachers come through an hour. So it's a phenomenal organization, and we're very lucky to be partnered with them and happy to support them.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize that teachers spend so much of their own money for their classroom supplies. My mother was an elementary school teacher up until the time she passed away. And we, after she passed away, had to go clean out a storage unit that she had rented. And it was a double storage unit of supplies that she had gathered throughout the years. And so that is a great cause to support. But now with the Rooftop Eve, that's obviously New Year's Eve. Where can people get their tickets?
So on therooftopeve.com, there's tickets available. You know, the only two tiers is general admission, and then we have cabanas available as well and tables. So if you just want to come and, you know, and it's a great party, even if you're solo, if you have a group of friends or you have that date night, I mean, it's kind of really something for everyone. And obviously packages available for everyone, but the bar is included. There's even Mini Donuts as a sponsor. There would be Mini Donuts there as well. And give everybody enough time to kind of go get some food beforehand and then come enjoy with us at night. But therooftopeve.com is where you purchase tickets.
Awesome. So if you're looking for a fun premier event to go and rub elbows with some of the coolest people in Tampa, it's the Rooftop Eve, New Year's Eve in downtown Tampa.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you.
Thank you, Stephen, for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for episode 27 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. We're your hosts, Chad and Christy Thomas. If you ever need any advice, maybe you have some tips that you want to share with us about one of the theme parks or something that is happening here in the Tampa Bay area, please reach out to us on social media. Our radio station, B98.7, is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at B98.7FM. You can also reach us through the website, which is B98.7FM.com. And until the next podcast, which will be in a couple of weeks, taking a little bit of time off for the holidays, we will catch you up with what is happening at Disneyland, as we are going to be there next week. So we'll give you the inside scoop on that here on our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Until then, see you later.